the Writer's Almanac for Thursday, September 28th, 2017. It was in this month, in September 1947, that Howard Binkley filed the first homestead land claim in the area that became Soldotna. Binkley was 40 years old in May 1947 when he came down from Anchorage, taking a train to Moose Pass and likely walking the muddy path that eventually became the Sterling Highway. Binkley staked a 160-acre parcel straddling the not-yet-built highway through town. That parcel today includes everything from the western edge of Soldotna Creek Park to the David Douthat Memorial Bridge over the Kenai River. North of the now highway, the homestead includes the current sites of Soldotna United Methodist Church, the Peninsula Center Mall, the police and fire departments, and Kaladi Brothers. Not only was Binkley the first to stake a homestead in Soldotna, he was the first to subdivide. When he left Alaska in the mid to late 1950s, he sold off all his remaining lots. The original homestead now consists of more than 150 individual parcels, which jokingly earned Binkley the title of Soldotna's first realtor. Binkley had a reputation for enjoying his homebrew, but also for generosity. He donated land for the first Soldotna airstrip and the Soldotna Community Hall. The street bisecting his homestead was later named in his honor. Binkley Street now connects the Borough Building, Soldotna Library, and Central Emergency Services. Binkley was originally from Pennsylvania. He left Alaska and moved back to Pennsylvania and died in 1979 at age 71. Here's a poem for today by Dave Thompson of Kenai, titled The Last Rose of Summer. The thunder rolls in tempo on this September day, signaling the autumn as summer fades away. The garden plot stands browning, rugosa hips drip rain, but looky there, don't you see a rosebud once again? Next, midday sun bursts forth pink petals to full bloom. A honeybee alights to reap its nectar soon. By chance, I caught its beauty in a melancholy way. Oh, last rose of summer, can't you forever stay? I'll coddle and protect you, guard your every move. But autumn frosts are coming, driving rain you'll soon disapprove. So linger in the sunshine as you blush throughout the day. Oh, last rose of summer, can't you forever stay? Last night the wind blew fiercely, pelting rain upon my door. I thought of you a moment, and the storm you must endure. Upon my early rising, outside 'twas very plain. Your petals were dismembered by autumn, wind, and rain. Alas, you join the others as your fragrance drifts away. You're my melancholy rose this late September day. That was The Last Rose of Summer by Dave Thompson of Kenai. Here's another poem by Brent Johnson of Clam Gulch, titled Monkey Shines. If I could do water, like Jesus, divine, I'd walk me an ocean, high-stepping on wine. If I were an artist and canvas was snow, I'd take me a mountain and paint a Van Gogh. If I could sing solo, like that crooner named Bing, I'd find me a canyon to hear myself sing. If I was a child out fishing a creek, I'd catch me a marlin snuck in from the deep. If I explored country like Lewis and Clark, I'd row me a river to claim a new park. If I withstood fire like Satan or Brick, I'd climb me down Redoubt and let those flames lick. If I was creative like God who made all, I'd make me a monkey and watch it evolve. That was Monkey Shines by Brent Johnson of Clam Gulch, used by permission here on the Kenai Writer's Almanac, supported by you, the members of KDLL, 91.9 FM, public radio for the Central Kenai Peninsula. Be good, do great work, and let us hear from you.